Good morning. 7:40 here on the Mighty 690. I'm Shane Neal. Final day filling in for James, and we will get him back tomorrow, and we're very excited about that. But something else that we're very excited about is our conversation with Coffeyville Community College, and we're joined this morning, a real treat, President Dr. Marlon Thornburg joins us in studio. President Thornburg, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for the invite today.
Absolutely, and we're excited. As always, tons of great stuff going on at CCC, and something I've talked about in the past is, you know, for a junior college in Coffeyville, Kansas, it really they nail every single aspect of, you know, making it feel like a home away from home. Whether you're an athlete, a student, a non-traditional student, I think there's a place to fit in at Coffeyville for everyone who goes.
Well, we hope that people find that niche when they get here, and you know, we do try to have a wide range of programming for not only students coming in, but the area community, the people that we serve here every day. And I think that's we're very fortunate. And when I talk to some of the other community college presidents across the state, and they say, you know, we're talking about things we're doing here, and they say, how do you do that? And I said, we do it because we have such great community support. And I think there's schools that don't have that community support like we do, and we're very, very, very thankful for that, to be able to have people who see the value in the community college and see what we provide for the community, not only the economic impact we provide, but also the activities, the things that are going on. If they need something, they know they can call, and we can try to figure something out for them. So.
Absolutely, and I think something that's really exciting that's coming up that we've talked a few times about in the past is, of course, it's the 100th year of Coffeyville Community College, and that means, of course, also coming up next spring is the 100-year anniversary of the first graduating class.
That's right. Coffeyville Community College was started in 1923, and so last year we were turning 100. Now we are 100, so this year we're celebrating being 100 years old, and then next year we will celebrate our 100th graduating class in 1925. So we had 13 women and one male that graduated back in May of 1925. And so what we're doing this year is we're starting the process to try to identify the oldest living graduate of Coffeyville Community College. And so we're in the process of gathering names. So my message this morning is, if anybody out there knows of somebody that, whether they graduated or just attended, but they're right here in the area, we'd like to identify them and then start building our list for recognition next year as we work toward our 25th or 100th graduating class. So we're in that process. So if somebody knows of somebody, they can contact either the president's office or the marketing office, Ashley Tapman, and let them know, and we'll chase the rest of it from there. So
yeah, and I think this is a really cool celebration, a really cool kind of event that's being put together, because I think, you know, no matter what level you're at in terms of the NCAA, Division I, whatever, I think it's an important balance to really maximize a university's community outreach, to find that balance of honoring and recognizing the past, but also looking towards the future. And I think that Coffeyville does a nice job of finding that balance where, you know, there's always new events and new things happening at Coffeyville that gets you excited about the future, but at the same time, you have events like this honoring the graduates, honoring the attendees from the past.
Right. Absolutely. So some of the other things we have going on, we're, of course, as you drive by 11th Street, we always get the calls of what's going on over there. We do have quite a few construction projects that are ongoing. And, of course, probably the one that people see the most is the theater project. And that particular project is winding down now. We're still working on the interior. We replaced the carpet inside. That was 20-plus-year-old carpet that was becoming a danger, a tripping hazard for our patrons. And so we're replacing that. Of course, that means taking out all the seats and then redid some railing, and then, of course, some of the lighting inside for the security lighting, safety lighting on the floor had to be redone as well. So That project, we're waiting right now on some electrical to come in, and then that should be completed here pretty soon. Of course, the new panels look great up there, especially in the morning when you see the sun coming off of them. They do look very, very nice. So then we're also, as part of that project, we also fixed some areas on the student union that needed some attention, some of the stairs and some of the overhangs that were falling apart, decaying. Those have been fixed. And then, of course, we did the early work on the west end of the student union to add another freezer for the food service group that handles our food service for us, where during COVID, one of the things they had was a shortage of food, but also a shortage of space to store food if they could get it. So we did increase their capacity there to address that concern. So the other big one we have coming is our Trade Center building, our tech center across from the high school. A lot of people refer to it as the McFarland Trade Center. That building will be getting a facelift. We're trying to address some foundation issues and some water issues. They're working on the roof right now on the main section of the building, and then we'll have another crew coming in later this this fall to start work on those two towers that are leaking there, and we'll get that fixed. And then our next phase of that is the welding building, the old National Guard Armory building, where we have our welding program. And that particular building has some foundation issues, and so we're part of our deal with that building is that we take care of those types of maintenance repairs on that building. And so we'll start that process of fixing those issues, renovate the classroom so that we can handle the 50 plus students that we have in the welding program here in Coffeyville every year. So that's of course that's our largest program, and we do serve quite a large range of students in that particular program, from high school students to fresh out of high school to post-secondary students who are coming back to us after years of being out in industry. That is a very popular program for us. So
great stuff, and we appreciate you stopping by. And again, for people that are just now maybe tuning into the program, with the 100-year graduating class celebration coming up next spring, we CCC currently looking for the some of the oldest living graduates of Coffeyville Community College. So, any additional events coming up that we should know about with CCC?
Well, there's always something going on. I always say to my wife, when somebody says there's nothing to do in Coffeyville, just take this last week, for example. We had three nights of volleyball, mm-hmm. and if you haven't been to a Red Raven volleyball game, you're missing out. It's a electrifying crowd, and you got to be careful of you got to pay attention. You can't talk to your neighbor because there might be a volleyball coming at you very, very fast, and so you might spill a drink or get hit in the face with a volleyball. But they're exciting to watch, and so if you haven't been out to Red Raven volleyball game, they had a try this weekend here on campus that brought three teams. Those teams are bringing parents, and they come to Coffeyville and they're spending their money here. And yep. So that's always a great economic impact. Of course, we have football going on. We have men's and women's soccer going on right now. And so there's lots to see and do at the college. Our Phi Theta Kappa group's getting ready to start their induction this fall for our students. We have a night welding class that's getting ready to start this next week. So just there's a lot to do at CCC.
There certainly is. And it's something that I've talked about a little bit with Coach Liker and some of the other members of the athletic department. I'm sure that excites you as well, as it feels like, Coffeyville Athletics, such a unique opportunity where almost every single program in the athletic department at CCC is either a championship contender or very rapidly getting to that point. There's not a lot of teams that, are quote-unquote unwatchable or flat-footed at Coffeyville Community College. It's either a team that's really, really good at the national level or a team that's getting exponentially better every single year. And as the university president, that has to excite you.
Yes, absolutely. We love our sports.
Absolutely. Well, we appreciate you stopping by. Thank you so much to President Thornburg, and great stuff at CCC as always, and we look forward to talking to you soon.
Thank you.
Great stuff. And we'll step away for just a few minutes. We have Fox News local news on the way on the Mighty 690 KGGF.